The hotel desk clerk's name was Sandy. She was blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and very understanding about Anya's problem.
Guys can be absolute jerks, especially ex-boyfriends. They just never seem to get out of your life.
Sandy glared down at the picture of the man on Anya's computer screen, taken earlier in the alley.
I know. This guy isn't the first.
And the sad part is, he probably won't be the last. He's not bad-looking, though.
Thanks.
You said he took a necklace from you?
My grandmother gave it to me. It's worth some money, but I want it back for more sentimental reasons. That was the last thing my grandmother gave me before she died.
What a louse! You know, I'm not supposed to do this. It could cost me my job.
I just want to know if he's here. You don't even have to tell me the room number. If I can confirm he's here, I'm going to file a complaint with the police. They can come talk to him.
That would be the best. You need a break, girlfriend.
Have you met him?
If he hadn't have been hitting on me yesterday, I might not have remembered him. He definitely doesn't have a confidence problem. Sorry, that's probably more than you wanted to know.
Oh, don't worry. I know all about him. He's nothing but trouble.
I hear ya. But he is good looking. If anybody asks, I didn't do this.
It never happened.
Dieter is staying in room 616.
Dieter?
It says here his name is Dieter Humbrecht.
That isn't the name he gave me.
What a creep! Let me check something else. Your ex checked in at the same time another guy did. His name is Klaus Kaufmann. Is that familiar?
No.
I thought maybe he was using his buddy's name. Sometimes guys like him do. They'll try anything.
Well, I appreciate your help.
Good luck, girlfriend.
Thanks.
Outside, Anya had one of the bellmen flag down a cab for her. She gave her destination as Fulton Mall at a small bistro near the corner of Flatbush, then settled in the back of the cab to think. She could have staked out the hotel, but since the men looking for her already knew who she was, she figured that wasn't a good idea. She needed Bart to call her. Bart could get a lot of answers that she couldn't. She wouldn't have had a policeman's life. As long as she'd known Bart, she'd also known that. Policemen saw too much of the harsh side of life. Then she thought about everything that had happened to her since she'd found the sword. She wasn't exactly leading a sheltered life herself. She made a mental note of the two men's names. At least she had a trail to follow. What she needed now was the real package that Nikolai had hidden away. The bistro was small. A dozen tables were scattered across the black and white tiled floor. Long, bladed ceiling fans stirred the air slowly overhead. Anya watched the street outside, wondering if anyone had followed her. Taking Mario's advice about the traceability of cell phones, she used the public phone in the bistro to call mailboxes and stuff.
Mailboxes and stuff.
Could I speak to Nikolai?
Could I tell him who's calling?
This is Sarah.
Oh, well, Nikolai isn't in right now.
I see. I was just calling to make certain Nikolai was all right. I saw there was some trouble in his store a little while ago.
He's fine. He's with the police now. They're hoping he can identify the men who came in here. This is really bizarre, isn't it?
It sure is. I'll call back at a better time.
Anya was frustrated, but hungry. Since there was no sign of anyone following her, there was only one place to go. Tito's, her favorite restaurant. There was no sense in going to her loft. Dieter, Klaus, or their buddies might be there by now. Before taking off, she picked up the payphone again, this time dialing Wally, her building super. Wally was 67 years old, a retired semi-pro baseball player who had bought the building with his wife while he'd still been playing ball. Tough and intelligent, Wally was a crusty guy who tended to follow his own line of thinking.
This is Wally. I can't take your call right now. Leave me a message and I'll call you back at some point.
Wally, it's Anya. If it's not too much trouble...
Hiya, little lady.
Hi, Wally.
I saw the news about the shootout in Brooklyn. Got yourself in some trouble again, did you?
I didn't do this.
Now, you should have stayed down in Florida with the rest of the snowbirds.
I can always go back.
Getting out of the city could be tricky. First of all, you got these unidentified types that have been watching your loft for the last 3 days.
Unidentified types?
Well, I don't know them.
Okay.
And now you got cops.
The police are there.
Oh, yeah. I spotted a couple of plainclothes guys in the neighborhood. After I rousted one and he identified himself, he asked me to let him into your place. I didn't, of course. He has no legal right there, and I told him that. And you ask me, he needs to watch a few more Law & Order episodes so he knows more about what he can and can't do.
What are the police doing there?
And they said they wanted to make sure you're all right.
Did you tell them about the unidentified types?
I did, but after the police arrived, those guys were gone.
How did the police find out I might be in trouble?
That beats me. The only person giving out less information than the cops was me.
Thanks, Wally.
You called me for a reason, little lady?
I'm worried about my home.
Your home's gonna be just fine, little lady. Don't you fret none about that. I'll see to it.
Thanks. I gotta run.
Anya turned and headed for the exit. She was looking forward to a good meal. Excited, Anya took the phone from her pocket and checked the caller ID, hoping it was Nikolai or Bart. The number was blocked, and she could only hope it was Mario.
Yes?
Hey, is this Anya Creed?
Yes.
Cool! I never thought I'd ever get to speak to you. I've been calling and calling and...
Is there something I can do for you?
Oh, no, but there's something I could do for you. I'd love to slather your body in barbecue sauce and...
Ugh.
Anya immediately lost her appetite. All she really wanted now was a warm bath in her own apartment. Anya could only assume that a call coming in this soon was a second attempt by the last dirtbag who called. She looked hesitantly down at the caller ID. It was Nikolai.
Nikolai.
Anya, are you all right?
I'm fine. Where have you been?
At the police station, looking at mugshots. You know, in the detective shows, the police bring a man in, give him a coffee and sit him in a chair, and then give him this enormous book to go through, and poof, he puts his finger on the face of the man the police are looking for. Not so for me. I was there all day long. It is boring, Anya.
I take it you're not at the police station anymore?
No, I could stand it no longer. I told them I'd come back tomorrow and look some more, but I don't think they really cared. I got the idea they think these guys have left town.
They haven't.
How do you know?
I found two of them.
Aye, Anya, you need to tell the cops.
I'm waiting for Bart McGilly to call me.
He is your cop friend?
Yes. If I try to talk to anyone else, things are going to get too confusing.
The police are looking for you, Anya.
Why?
I had to tell them about you. Other people saw you. This detective, a real jerk, I tell you, told me if I didn't tell him the truth, he was going to put me in jail.
He couldn't do that.
He sounded like he could.
You didn't do anything wrong, Nikolai. The police can only arrest you if you've done something wrong. The only way they can get you to offer testimony about something is to get you in court and have a judge order you to answer questions.
I did not know that.
Most people don't. So you told them about me?
They already knew about you. Someone identified you from the television show.
Did you tell them about the package?
No.
Do you still have it?
I can get it.
We'll get it. I need you to meet me. Do you know where Digital Paradise is?
Of course I do.
Meet me there.
When?
Now. I'll be there before you are. Be careful.
Why? Do you think I'm still in danger?
Those guys haven't got what they came for. Right now, it's better to be a little paranoid. I'll see you there.
Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.